Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update. I'm your anchor, Suhaj Mahri, live again from studios of Room Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national international news with me, Maryam Ben Issa, on reports and Maryam Khalili on the mixing table. These are the headlines. Morocco and UK hold forum on agricultural cooperation at Meknes International Agricultural Exhibition. 270 arrested in Casablanca after pre-match sports riots involving Al Ittihad Riyadi and Qodem. And across the globe, over 100 killed in Rwanda due to flooding and landslides in the north and west of the country, officials say. Today, a forum focusing on cooperation between Morocco and the United Kingdom was held in the city of Meknes. The event was presided over by the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Rural Development, Water and Forests, Mohamed Siddiqui, and his British counterpart, Lord Richard Benyon. Maryam Ben Issa with the report.
A forum on Morocco-United Kingdom cooperation was held Tuesday in Meknes under the chairmanship of the Minister of Agriculture, Fisheries, Rural Development and Water and Forests, Mohamed Siddiqui, and his British counterpart, Lord Richard Benyon. During this meeting initiated on the sidelines of the 15th edition of the International Agriculture Exhibition in Morocco, the two ministers praised the quality of relations between the two countries on the political, economic and commercial levels. They also emphasized the shared interests and avenues of cooperation between the two countries in the agriculture field, in particular the components of organic farming, agriculture machinery, livestock practices and animal health. This forum was also an opportunity for Siddiqui to note that the dynamics of South-South cooperation in the agriculture sector can create a tripartite partnership between Morocco, the UK and African countries. At the end of the forum, the two sides signed a memorandum of understanding that declares a common will to cooperate on scientific research, climate change resilience, capacity building and agriculture innovation.
Thank you, Maryam, for all these details. As we know, the International Agriculture Exhibition in Meknes is one of the most significant agriculture events of the African continent, and it serves as a platform for various stakeholders and investors in the agricultural sector. This event is an important annual date for reviewing Morocco's achievements in the field of agriculture and for exchanging experiences between various investors and interested parties from different countries and in various languages. With the increase in global demand for food security and sovereignty, the SIAM provides a unique opportunity to showcase Morocco's efforts to achieve these goals. It also offers a chance to explore the latest technologies, innovations, and best practices in the agricultural sector, as well as to discuss the challenges faced by farmers and producers. From the prefecture of Casablanca, the authorities have reported that 270 suspects have been arrested in connection to sports riots that took place before the game between the Al Ittihad Riyadi and the Club Omnisport de Meknes Qodem at the Al Arbi Zawli Stadium. Among the arrested individuals are 53 minors and people with previous criminal records. The Casablanca Security State issued a statement explaining that law enforcement forces had launched large-scale operations to confront the violence committed by fans affiliated with Qodem. The fans attempted to forcefully enter the stadium despite the decision to hold the game without an audience. Culturally and in heart-wrenching news, the music world mourns the loss of a legend. The founding member of the iconic group Gil Gilela, Moulay Tahar Esbani, passed away on Wednesday morning in Marrakech at the age of 75 following a long illness. Hailing from the Qasba district in the old Medina of Marrakech, Espany's musical journey began in 1972 when he founded the world-renowned group Gil Gilela with fellow artists Mahmoud Sadi and Hamid Zouri. Their unique blend of traditional Moroccan music and modern souls won hearts all over the world and made them one of the most beloved musical groups in the Arab world, especially here in Morocco. As the news of his passing spreads, the music industry pays tribute to the immense talent and contribution of this music icon. His legacy lives on in the timeless music he created, and he will be deeply missed by fans and fellow artists alike. Now moving on to international news of this bracket. Across Mum Africa, tragedy struck Rwanda last night as heavy rains caused deadly floods and landslides in the western and northern provinces of the country. The death toll has risen to at least 109, with the governor of the western provinces reporting an increase from 55 to 95 deaths caused by the devastating downpour. In the northern province, officials have confirmed the loss of at least 14 lives and widespread destruction of homes and infrastructure. The Rwandan Meteorological Agency issued a warning of heavy rainfall ranging from 50 to 200 millimeters across the country. The nation is in mourning as families grieve for their loved ones lost in this natural disaster. Further down the continent, Amnesty International has released a statement accusing the South African government of failing to address the ongoing issue of crime in the country. The organization claims that killings are continuing with impunity and the police force needs to step up its efforts to address the issue. The government continues to fail in its constitutional mandate to create a safe environment for all, say II spokesperson Minkies Taylor. According to police statistics, there are 82 murders committed every day in South Africa, yet investigations are rarely conclusive. The prevalence of violent crime has become a daily occurrence in the country. Concluding in sports, according to the annual Forbes rating, Portuguese football star Cristiano Ronaldo has become the highest paid athlete in the world in 2023 with an income of $136 million thanks to his contract with Saudi club Al Nassr. This puts him ahead of his longtime rival Argentinian Lionel Messi and French sensation Kylian Mbappe. The ranking takes into account various sources of income, including salaries, endorsements, and other commercial deals. Ronaldo's move to Al Nassr has certainly paid off for him as he tops the list of the world's wealthiest athletes. That was all for today's news updates. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.